Nolte, Nate apologizes for reporter accused of using N-word and other racial slurs. By John Nolte on February 2, 2021. The New York Times issued an apology for one of its reporters using a racial slur, but no one will tell us what he actually said. New York Times science and health correspondent Donald G. McNeil Jr. has been with the far-left Times for 45 years. Last week, the Times issued an apology for his alleged use of racial slurs during a 2019 student trip to Peru. In 2019, Donald McNeil Jr. participated in a student journeys as an expert. We subsequently became aware of complaints by some of the students on the trip concerning certain statements Donald had made during the trip. We conducted a thorough investigation and disciplined Donald for statements and language that had been inappropriate and inconsistent with our values. We found he had used bad judgment by repeating a racist slur in the context of a conversation about racist language. In addition, we apologized to the students who had participated in the trip. Anyone looking for more proof of just how corrupt the establishment media are? Well, please read the following while keeping in mind the following was written in the New York Times. The Times would not provide details of how, or when, Mr. McNeil had been disciplined. Mr. McNeil declined to comment. So the Times refused to tell the Times what disciplinary action it took, and a Times reporter refused comment to his own employer. Not only that, the Times piece on the Times disciplining a Times reporter doesn't even tell us what the Times reporter said. All we're told is that it was a racial slur, but we're not given the context of his use of the racial slur, other than repeating a racist slur in the context of a conversation about racist language. In its own report, the far-left Daily Beast is no better. Other than it tells us the Times reporter said the word N-word and made racist comments. But nowhere in its report are we told the context of the Times reporter's alleged racist comments were. After the excursion ended, according to multiple parents of students on the trip who spoke with the Daily Beast along with documents shared with the Times and reviewed by the Beast, many participants relayed a series of troubling accusations to the paper. McNeil repeatedly made racist and sexist remarks throughout the trip, including, according to two complaints, using the N-word. Two students specifically alleged that the science reporter used the N-word and suggested he did not believe in the concept of white privilege. Three other participants alleged that McNeil made racist comments and used stereotypes about black teenagers. That's it. That's all we're told. What we're never told is what exactly he said. So the question is this. After a 45-year career, is McNeil being publicly humiliated, smeared as a racist, and disciplined for using precise language to educate students about racial slurs? If that's the case, this public sacrifice on the altar of woke tartary is nothing short of McCarthyism. Or was his use of racial slurs indefensible, in which case he should be fired? Regardless, what I find endlessly fascinating and troubling is the fact no one will tell us what the man said. The New York Times and the Daily Beast both see themselves as serious capital J journalists, but neither will report on the most vital portion of the story, the what. How can two outlets that pose as news outlets publish a story like this without telling us what was actually said? Either an innocent man is being publicly persecuted to appease the woke Nazis, and the Times and Daily Beast don't want us to know that, or McNeil did something horribly wrong, and the Times and Daily Beast are protecting him. Either way, both outlets are engaging in a cover-up to keep the facts from us, to keep us from deciding for ourselves. That's not journalism. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.